From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Colombia, the intelligence service is caught up in a major scandal. The country's chief prosecutor says the spy service bugged the Supreme Court, intercepted the phones of its justices, and followed their every move. Prosecutors also say the illegal surveillance was directed from the offices of then-President Álvaro Uribe, who in his 8 years in power was Washington's closest ally in Latin America. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story from Bogota.
Those are Supreme Court justices deliberating, a conversation illegally recorded by the DAS, Colombia's spy service. It was later provided to local radio stations, among hours of tapes in the hands of Colombia's chief prosecutor. Prosecutors say the DAS, which is under the control of the president, targeted the court's justices and the investigative magistrates who function like prosecutors. The purpose? To find ties between the criminal underworld and the court in order to discredit the country's highest judicial body. Prosecutor Misael Rodriguez says at a court hearing that the agency was used to control, attack, and discredit. He says Bernardo Moreno, Uribe's chief of staff, oversaw the effort. Moreno has been charged and is in jail awaiting trial. He denies the accusations. Former President Uribe, who left office last year and has not been charged, denies any involvement. But prosecutors say the president's office wanted to derail court investigations linking illegal armed groups and congressmen allied with Uribe. William Romero is among the former high-ranking DAS members who've told prosecutors that the agency collected information and shipped it to the president's office. What we were told, Romero tells NPR, is that these are the orders of the DAS director and the president. Romero and other former agents also say some American assistance was used by DAS units in the illegal surveillance. The State Department in Washington says it has, quote, no knowledge of U.S. government equipment being misused in Colombia. Here at this court chamber, bugging devices were placed under tables where exchanges between judges and witnesses take place. The person responsible for the bugging was Alba Luz Flores, a 33-year-old former agent known to DAS as Y-66. My bosses told me it was an issue of national security, Flores says in an interview. Flores, who avoided charges by cooperating with prosecutors, used court security people, chauffeurs, and even the coffee ladies to plant bugs and gather intelligence. Among those she recruited was the driver for the court's top investigative magistrate, Ivan Velasquez. I knew everything about the driver's family, absolutely everything, Flores says, so I began to see how I could fill his needs. She learned the driver needed to pay child support for several children, so she paid him, and that he admired President Uribe. Let's do it for the president, she recalls telling him. Velasquez, the star investigative magistrate, sits in his small office, which had once been bugged. Here I talk to lawyers and witnesses who want to provide information, says Velasquez. He says the surveillance was designed to intimidate him and witnesses. But to date, 30 congressmen, virtually all allies of Uribe, have been convicted after being investigated by the court. And the Attorney General's office has also been busy. 4 of Uribe's top aides are under investigation. The former president's conduct is also under review by a special legislative commission. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.